Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
Well, hello there and welcome to Women on the Rise. It's so good to have you with us, Michelle. This is going to be an exciting program.
I love it.
Because we're going to be sharing on the seer anointing, because God wants you to see. We have natural vision, but God's given us spiritual vision as well.
Yes.
And we're actually have been in a decade where God is highlighting the seer anointing. So many of you have had dreams and maybe visions. If not, you will. You know, because God wants you to see. I want to start with a scripture out of Ephesians 1. Paul is praying for the church at Ephesus, and he's saying, I pray that the eyes of your heart, so you have eyes, your spirit has eyes, the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe, that are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might. So God wants you to see all that. He wants you to have a perception regarding him, that you'll see life through his lens and not through your own. So we're going to look at two types of seeing in the spirit. One is perception, to have God's perception, but the other is actually seeing into the invisible realm. And that's where you can see angels or demons or activities in the spirit. And if you're watching this program and you're thinking, whoa, just a minute, I've never heard of anything like that. Is this Christian? Of course it is. It's all through the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. If you even read the prophets in the Old Testament, you'll see that they saw all kinds of very interesting things in the invisible realm. But that's not just isolated to the prophets in the Old Testament. This is for every believer can have our spiritual eyes open to see in the visible realm and in the invisible realm and to have perceptions from God.
So good. One of my favorite books in the Bible is Job. And the reason for that is because of one of the very last verses in the book, which is, my ears have heard, but now my eyes have seen.
Yeah, I love that.
And that is my heart cry, you know, to see the things that are that it comes out from just being things that we know about God, right?
Because we can have a head knowledge
of God. That's right. But sometimes, you know, as in our perception has not been as accurate as what he would like it to be. And so when the perception is opened up in us and we see the reality, the greatness, the magnitude of who God is,
so beautiful.
It abolishes so many things that we battle, actually. I mean, how do I live in fear when I have the enormous perspective shift of the who of who my God is?
Come on. You know, to the church at Laodicea, they were a church who was lukewarm. Yeah. God called them lukewarm. But he said, you don't have to remain that way. You can actually be really hot after me. And one of the things he told them to get was to go to him and get eye salve, to anoint their eyes that they would see. This was a letter to the church. It's a letter to you and to I. Today we can receive this personally. But he wants us to have eye salve on our eyes so that we can see according to his ways, according to his word. And I believe right now that eye salve is being released onto your eyes. Your spiritual vision is being enlightened right now in Jesus' name. And I'm just believing God to do that for you. Because once he does that, and I've prayed for many people to have this happen, and afterwards they'll start having dreams, especially in night visions. They'll start having like things in their imagination that they know were inspired of God, or they'll see flashes of light out of their peripheral vision as angels are darting to and fro. And so just get expectant for God to move. But I want to highlight a resource that might be helpful for you if you go on patriciaking.com. I have a whole course called Developing Your Five Spiritual Senses. And you have five spiritual senses that overlay your natural senses, and sight is one of them. But in that book, we go into them all. So it's a book, there's a manual, there's a audio course as well, and it'll help you develop all of your spiritual senses. And it's so much fun when you're serving God with everything awakened, right? Yes. And you start to feel his presence, and you start to taste his goodness, and you start to hear his voice, and you know, you start to see his realm. Yeah. It's beautiful. And so one of our goals today is to create hunger in you. But we want to introduce our viewers now to Anna Werner. Anna Werner is a young seer, and she's been seeing since a child. She's been seeing in open vision. And one of her passions is to mentor the body in the seer anointing. And so we're going to introduce you to Anna Werner now, and she has some words of encouragement for you. And a key that she has held on to that has helped her grow in the seer anointing.
Childlike faith is one of the biggest keys I found to seeing in the supernatural with Jesus. Matthew 18 says that we are to enter the kingdom of God like a child. Some of us are like, really? Like a child? Yes, actually, that's why it's so easy to lead children into heaven encounters. They just have this pureness and just absolute belief. Children that know they are loved, they just believe with all their hearts. And when I was 5 years old, I had my very first angelic encounter. An angel came into my bedroom. He said he was my guardian angel, and we got to play together. And I went out and told my mom, and I had full belief that this was a real angel. And now I'm on the other side of it, where my own daughter, who's about five, is coming to me and sharing with me her angel encounters. 1 John 14:1, though, says that we are to test the spirits. So then the biggest question for a seer is what I'm seeing God? Is it me, or is that the devil? Scripture also says, though, my sheep hear my voice. And the more time we are spending with the King, the more we learn to decipher what is really his voice from what is not. We don't want to partner and just open ourselves to every kind of spiritual encounter. But at the same time, we don't want to partner with fear and religion, that we can't step in with that childlike faith. So then what you're seeing right now, does it match the nature of Christ that we see in the Bible? I test everything that I am seeing as a seer with the Bible. Does this match the Jesus I know from the Bible? And secondly, God is so good that he will confirm himself. I've had countless encounters where I'm seeing different rooms in heaven. I'll be in the treasure room. I'll be in a room with body parts. I've been in a room where there's like a big library of heaven, and I'll see these giant books. And all these encounters, you know, I come out of them and go, wow, God, you're amazing. Please confirm this to me. And he does. He's so good that he does. There'll be other prophetic voices at the same time that are having the same experience. God is so good. He'll confirm himself through the word. He'll use other people if he needs to. We have to step in, though, with that childlike faith to just believe. That's how you enter into seeing.
Oh, Anna, that was so good. Thank you so much. That's so beautiful, that childlike spirit. You know, sometimes we are so in our head, and we're so logical and thinking and rationalizing everything that we miss the wonder of the kingdom.
Absolutely.
And everything about God is relationship. right? So everything is him wooing us and reaching out to us, and he is constantly putting out all of the connectors for us to connect with him on. And we have a tendency sometimes in our head to edit those things out, and we miss so much when we do that.
Amen.
Or we're fearful that we are going to be deceived. But God doesn't lead us into deception. And when we keep ourselves in that place of where we're grounded in the Word and that we know his heart, we're not going to be deceived. We will quickly recognize a counterfeit voice.
Amen. It's so true. In fact, that's how bankers determine counterfeit money. It's not by studying the counterfeit. It's by studying the real thing.
Right.
And as you're in the presence of the Lord and you worship him and you get to know him, then you'll know the real thing, because when it comes from him, it has a special mark on it. It's just like you just know that you know, but the voice of the stranger you will not hear. I have such a passion, Michelle, to see people groomed in the seer anointing, because God wants all of our spiritual senses to be awakened. And in my A-Team online mentorship, I do have a full-on course about how to empower your seer anointing, because you don't have to hope one day that you'll get the seer anointing. You actually already have it. It's a matter of awakening it and empowering it and developing it. And so I can really help you a lot with that. We go into all kinds of different ways that you can groom it, discover it, different ways that you can see. There's so many different ways, and I want to see the body equipped. I want to see you equipped, because many of you are seers. In fact, I'm getting a word right now for someone. When you were just a little girl, you were seeing things, but someone told you it's all in your imagination and stop that. And, you know, and someone was seeing demons, and your parent didn't believe you, and they just told you to stop it, and it actually traumatized you. So I break the power of that off of you now, and just the trauma of not being believed even, I break that trauma off of you and open up your vision so that you can see the glory of God and know your authority in him. So anyways, I do want to encourage you into the A-Team. I love mentoring people, and the Empower Your Seer Anointing is one of the courses, but we have an ongoing mentorship that you can get. It's monthly curriculum that comes to you, that mentors your core and makes you strong in the Lord and gives you tools to work with as you grow in him. So go to patriciaking.com and find out more about the A-Team online mentorship, because I would love to be your mentor. So Michelle, I just, you know, as we're wrapping up here, I want to talk a little bit about one of the key things, and this will help a lot of you as viewers, if you want to awaken your seer anointing, is the power of the imagination, the sanctified imagination. Mm-hmm. And so what has God shown you in relationship to imagination and being able to see the things he wants to reveal?
Well, again, God gave us imagination. So God will work in that realm. It kind of goes back to what I said before, as far as not just rejecting something and thinking, oh, that's just me. And when you have submitted your imagination to the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit is going to take you at your word on that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to say, well, all right, let's play.
Mm-hmm. That's a childlike faith.
That's
again,
right.
Isn't it?
That's right. And so he delights in leading us on the adventures with him.
Amen.
And to see, I mean, we will live all of eternity continuing to see the different facets of God. We will never get to the end of what we see in him.
And I think the key, you know, just to put everyone's heart at ease, the key is to identify the source. So like if you are committed unto the Lord and you say, Lord, I'm giving my imagination to you. I ask that you cleanse it from any wrong stuff that should have been in there. And I ask that you awaken it. And now you put your vision inside my mind. Then there's an open portal there for him to move into it. And you can tell if it's sourced in him or if it's sourced in your carnal nature. Like, you know, you're, oh, I just see right now, you know, $5 million coming into my bank account and diamond rings and stuff like that. And you can feel kind of the lust for material things rising up. Of course, you know, you're going to know that, hey, the source of that might not be inspired by the spirit, or it could be demonic even, like demonic imaginations. So once you identify the source, if you find something source in God, hold on to it and work with that and write it out and draw it out, and that'll help enhance it, okay? It's that childlike faith, but you want your imagination sanctified. So again, in the name of Jesus, we just pray over you, over your seer anointing, that you will be empowered, that you'll start to have dreams and visions and visitations of the Lord, and that this will be an awakening season for you in the seer anointing. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Michelle, you have a decree for the seers.
Father God, you are pouring out your spirit upon me. I will prophesy. My children will prophesy. My eyes are open to see your signs and wonders, and I continually see you in front of me. You reveal to me the pathways to life, and your face fills me with joy. My eyes are blessed because they see. The eyes of my heart are open, and the glory of the Lord is being revealed to me. My eyes will gaze upon the things that are eternal.
Amen. Well, we want you to be so hungry for God. You know why? Because if you're hungry, He will fill you. It says, blessed are the hungry, for they shall be filled. And we trust that this program has awakened a hunger in you for the seer anointing. And I just am getting a word right now that there's a number of you who are already seasoned in the seer anointing. They're going to start teaching and mentoring on it. And as you give it out to others, yours is going to increase and accelerate. So thank you so much for joining us on Women on the Rise. And if you're a woman, it's time for you to arise and shine, because your light has come. And we'll see you next time.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.